This is Kim and Jess with your 9am Z Lines. In local news, Ipswich residents are raising attention to a foul odour that permeates the area, comparing it to manure or rotten eggs. New Grow, a composting facility in Swanbank, is facing allegations for producing the majority of the odour, with Ipswich City Council taking legal action against the company with accusations of breach of landfill activity. The smell can also be attributed to general landfill, with 42% of Queensland's rubbish residing in Ipswich. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. John Gerard, says exposure to extreme odours can cause physical symptoms to residents.
In the lead-up to the 2024 Brisbane City Council, Labor is pledging to redesign King George Square, plant more trees, and improve drainage and waste systems. Labor says that these upgrades will help make public spaces in Brisbane more prepared to face the ongoing effects of climate change. These initiatives will see increased investment in regular and stormwater drainage systems, cleaning and maintenance of waterways, vegetation management, and improved development standards in flood-prone areas.
In national news, the head of Catholic education in Tasmania, Dr. Gerard Gaskin, has criticised mandatory consent education as outlined in the national curriculum, saying it includes, quote, highly sensitive, amoral, and potentially harmful information. The comments come as every state and territory have begun implementing mandatory consent education for government and non-government schools. An education department spokesperson says the department will continue to provide professional learning opportunities to staff to support the delivery of respectful relationships and consent education.
Australia is launching its first ever national health and climate strategy. The strategy was released overnight and outlines a whole of government plan for the next 5 years to address the health and well-being impacts of climate change. A statement from the Department of Health said that the plan sets out actions which will build healthy, climate-resilient communities and a sustainable, resilient, high-quality, net-zero health system. The statement notes the impact of climate change on human health and well-being due to extreme heat, floods, fires, air pollution, and drought.
In international news, American warships and commercial vessels have been attacked in the Red Sea, along with Israeli vessels being targeted in drone and missile attacks that were claimed by Yemen's Houthi group. Houthi's spokesperson says these attacks were made in response to ignoring their warnings and a call to stand with the Palestinian people. The Pentagon says it is aware of the attacks and will provide information as it becomes available.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to find out more.
Suburban nights after the daily grind. Not a cigarette, just a feel.